get started today. We have a very, very important Rashi. Rashis and Sav seem very technical, but we're going to try to tackle a very technical Rashi that opens a very important word that we use very frequently that doesn't appear in Tanakh, and this is the source of the words. It's a very exciting Rashi. It may seem like a technical Rashi, but it's an important and exciting Rashi. The Torah describes the changing of the clothing between the Trumas HaDeshen, gathering the ashes every morning, and the Hotzas HaDeshen, removing the ashes, which was periodically. They didn't remove the ashes every day. It was on a need basis. When the pile got too large, they had to remove it. So the Kohen had to change his clothing, and I talked last night in the Musar Shmos, it's on less elegant clothing because it doesn't want it to get dirty. But when describing the clothing, the Torah uses a fascinating word, which becomes a synonym for clothing, which then becomes a metaphor, or not a metaphor, but a word that we use very often in our identity and development. The Lavash HaKohen Mido Vad, U'michnese Vad Yilbash HaBasaro. There's that word, Mido Vad. So Mido here is referring to the clothing, obviously. Mido Vad U'michnese Vad. And it's probably referring to an upper clothing, whatever that clothing is, probably the kesonis. Because the end of the pasuk talks about the Michnesayim. So Lavash HaKohen Mido Vad U'michnese Vad. Now, why does the Torah use the word mido or mida to describe clothing? So it's a metaphor, or it's a word that fits clothing in general. You won't wear clothing that doesn't fit you. So one of the characteristics of clothing is that it has to be proportionate, it has to fit you. So it has to be measured, limdo, that we have in Tanakh, limdo, that's a word that is used to measure things. And in particular, in the case of the Kohen Gadol, or in this case, Kohenim, has to be very, very carefully fitted to their bodies. So the Gemara says it can't be dragging, it can't be... So, in general, come on in here. In general, Naftali, the word mida refers to something which you measure. Clothing is something you typically measure. And the Kohen in particular had to measure their clothing more precisely than you would measure when you walk into a store and buy clothing. It had to be even more tight, not tight-fitting, but appropriately fitting. So, if we just have Rashi, we know that the word mida is a synonym for beged. There are two words for beged in the Torah. Beged, for clothing, and mida. Mida captures the need to be very precise and strictly measured when you wear clothing. Okay. However, since the Torah uses the word mida for clothing, clothing becomes a metaphor for what we call midot. We call character traits. And this is something that many develop, in particular the Gaon, based on this Rashi, quotes this Rashi in his Perush on Mishlei, the Vilna Gaon in his Perush on Mishlei, that the word beged, or the concept of beged, is a good metaphor for how we think about character traits. And we're going to talk about this a little bit today. So we're veering a little bit off of Rashi, but it all starts with Rashi. Of course, Rashi's quoted in Chazal. The Vilna Gaon quotes the Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos says that who is a Talmud Chacham? Someone that knows how to invert his clothing and wear them differently than they would naturally sit on his body. So the Vilna Gaon quotes this Rashi. You see that midah, what we call midot, or traits, our traits, beged is a metaphor for them. So when the Gemara uses the word beged, it doesn't mean clothing. Telling a Talmud Chacham, and Talmud Chacham, you guys don't remember because obviously you weren't born yet, but in the 1970s, when I was your age, I was a little bit younger than you, the biggest rage were reversible clothing. You guys ever have like a reversible jacket, or reversible coats you can wear it. One side this color, the other side that color. Today it's not so popular. You just have one type of clothing and you wear it. But in the other day, they said, what? You're Talmud Chacham because you lived in the 70s and you bought a reversible jacket or a reversible winter coat? No. The word beged in the Gemara and Shabbos doesn't mean you know how to invert your clothing. It means you know how to invert your midos, because clothing is a metaphor for midos. And there's certain midos Hashem gives you that have to be inverted. Certain midos Hashem gives you that has to be contoured differently. So your ability to reshape your clothing is a metaphoric statement. A Talmud Chacham is someone that learns to take the midos. It's very fascinating for Vilna Gaon and Mishlei. The two different types of midos. The midos we're born with naturally. The midos that we don't have naturally that we acquire. So based on this Rashi, again, the simple Rashi is the Torah is just giving a new word for clothing. So to discuss clothing, the shirt you're wearing, I could either call it a beged, or I could call it asaf's midah. It's because you'd measure your clothing, you wouldn't wear a shirt too big or too small. But based on this Rashi, the Vilna Gaon and many others claim that a beged is a metaphor for what we would call character traits. So the question is, why would you think that a beged is a metaphor for character traits? And listen, I'm not using the word midot because I want you to understand what traits are. So I would think that a clothing is a metaphor for character traits for two reasons. Number one, because, and this is what the Gaon was alluding to also, the Gemara and Shabbos, is when you pick out clothing, the cloth has to be balanced. Could you imagine if, let's say, one sleeve were longer than the other sleeve, or one leg were longer than the other leg, or one side of the clothing were bigger than the other? That wouldn't work. You couldn't use it as a piece of clothing. So the reason that our meat, what we use the word midas, but remember, there's no, Tanakh doesn't use the word midas. But the reason that we use the word midas, which in the Torah refers to a beged, but we use it for character traits, is just like a beged has to be balanced, similarly, midos have to be measured and balanced. And midas is a midah because you measure it and you balance it, which is just another fancy way of saying that every character trait can be dangerous in excess and dangerous in the absence of that trait. And as you grow through life, the goal is not to adopt character traits, but to learn how to calibrate character traits. How much of this trait is healthy? How much of this trait is unhealthy? How much of this trait should be balanced based on my personal life, based on my personal character? So just like a beged has to be balanced, similarly, midos have to be, or measured, that's why the word midah refers to beged in Parshas Tzav, similarly, character traits, like a beged, have to have that quality of measurement. So when we talk about a midah being measured, it has to be balanced in the same way that clothing has to be balanced. Namely, a character trait is like clothing, both conceptually, and they both share the same word, midah, of being measured and balanced. The second reason that character traits are like clothing and should be measured and are captured by the word midah is not only should they be balanced, they should also be proportionate. And what does that mean, proportionate? That may seem like just a synonym for balance. No. It means that, okay, every shirt in the world should be balanced. Namely, the sleeve should be the same length, the pant leg should be the same length, the collar should be the same circumference, or else the clothing would look foolish, would look ridiculous. However, not all clothing are the same. If you're a tall person, your clothing should be one way. If you're a short person, your clothing should be another way. If you live in a cold environment, your clothing should have more fur and more insulation. If you live in a hot environment, it should be less. If you're a worker, namely, clothing has to fit the person. And the different people and at different stages of life need different clothing. Take that differentiation and specialization from the world of clothing, where you don't just measure to have balance, but it should be appropriate and suitable and reflective of the person and the context and the function. Take that to midos. Namely, the midos you should work on should be proportionate to whom you are at that stage in life and in that setting. Sometimes people try to wear other people's clothing. That's foolish. If I wore a small person's clothing, I'd look like a clown. If you wore a short person were to wear a tall person's clothing, he'd look like a fool. So trying to take midos and just put them on you, even though they're not proportionate to where you are in life, and where you are in life could be based on age, where you are in life could be based on context, you can go through different situations in life, even at the same age, today you'll be in the best matter, should be somewhere for Shabbos, means that the midos, or the clothing you wear, should be proportionate. Today it's very, very popular to hear about Gedolim stories, and the second that a Gadol displays a certain trait, that has to become the gold standard. That has to become universally applied midah for everyone. It's not. It's not true for everyone. And one of the big mistakes people make when they build their midos is they don't calibrate or correlate their midos to where they are in life, and they try to act out of concert with whom they are. They try to act as something they're not, and then it's inauthentic, and it doesn't stick, just like the clothing that don't fit you won't stick to you. So let me just give you just a very, very, very extreme example. This really isn't the midah, but it will carry the example. Moshe Rabbeinu is separated from his wife, Tzipora, because Moshe Rabbeinu needed to be in a constant state of readiness to receive the Dvar Hashem, so he couldn't be with his wife. Okay, so I'm going to go home and separate from my wife. I'm going to be like Moshe Rabbeinu. I'm not Moshe Rabbeinu. I'm Moshe Targan. I'm in a different stage of life. So it's appropriate for Moshe Rabbeinu. It's not appropriate for me. Even though it's Moshe Rabbeinu, he's the God of Ador, of all the Doris. So that's about a decision, but it's also true about Midos. And you have to ask yourself, especially when it comes to Midos of being for, like, what Midah is appropriate for you, what Midah is not appropriate for you. You're 18, you're 20, you're 22, you're older. Don't try to assume there's one fixed set of midos that everyone should wear in the same way and should wear your whole life, just like you change clothing. Namely, the fact that beged is a metaphor for midos, and they both share the same word, midah. Midah refers to clothing in Parshas Tzav, and it refers to character traits, the way we use that word in Chazal. The fact that they share the same word and the same concept indicates two things about midos. One is they should be balanced, not excessive or radicalized. Two is it should be proportionate and suitable, just like clothing. Clothing has to be balanced. It also has to be suitable for the person wearing. Okay? Now, the third or the second consequence of comparing midos to clothing is as follows. Are you your clothing? No. You're not your clothing. There is a you behind the clothing. Now, in our day-to-day, we don't really notice the difference because we put clothing on. And I'm looking at you, and I'm looking at the whole package. I'm looking at you, your person, your identity, and the clothing you're wearing. But if I really deconstruct it and I really broke it down, there's clothing, and then there's your body, and they're not the same. Which means that if midos are compared to clothing, then the same holds true to midos. Said otherwise, you're not the sum of all your midos. There's something deeper than midos called identity. Take a second and think about all your midos, just to be able to differentiate the two, to partition the two. And then take a second and think about your identity. There's something deeper than your midos. Now, what does that mean? It's just, it's a fancy briskur chakira, tzveidinim, you and your midos? No. There are two really important developmental lessons here. Number one is, even if you have bad midos, listen carefully, that doesn't make you a bad person. It just means you have bad midos. Hear what I said? A lot of people, when they struggle to overcome bad midos, they define themselves by their midos. And once you define yourself in certain ways, it can lead to depression and low self-esteem and despair and lack of growth. You could be a very, very good person internally, but still have bad midos that you're struggling with and trying to overcome. Your midos don't define you. They're your interface with this world, the same way your clothing is the interface with this world. Number two, the opposite is also true. You could have a range of great midos, but your identity still needs work. And just because you work at your midos doesn't mean you work at your identity. You know, a lot of people feel that building identity is building midos. Building identity is building identity, something deeper. Again, try to think about your essence, your soul, your identity, the depth, and try to disconnect it from, are you an angry person? Are you a happy person? Are you a kind person? There's something deeper, and it's you, and it comes across in your relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So these are some of the very fascinating ideas about how midos play into our life that you can only get by seeing the only time in Tanakh the word midos used. So I'll repeat the trail again because it's an important sequence to follow. The Torah uses the word midah, or mido in this case, to refer to clothing. Why? Because it has to be measured. In general, clothing is measured. It's a good synonym for clothing in any context. It could be in any context in Tanakh where the word midah would refer to clothing. But in particular, when it talks about the Kohanim, because they're standing in the base of Mikdash, it has to be an air of elegance and an ambience and an environment of glory, so don't walk around with sloppity clothing that don't fit you. That's what you have in Rashi. But based on this Rashi, based on this Gemara, based on this Chazal, the word midah wasn't just used as a synonym for beged, but became a definition of character traits. And the word beged, which is called midah, became a metaphor for character traits. So when we think about our character traits, we call them midot, and we're asked to think about them the same way we think about our clothing. What do clothing and character traits have in common beyond just the word midah? They both have to be measured. How do you measure character traits? The same way you measure clothing. A, balance. B, suitability to the person wearing it and the function you need for clothing. Those are separate issues. If character traits are like clothing, then we realize they're not our essence, just like clothing are not your essence, but they're just aspects that are very deeply connected to your essence, but you shouldn't let your essence be defined by your character traits, even though they're going to deeply, deeply influence those character traits. Okay? Very fascinating discussion about character traits, midos. We use the word very often. Sometimes we don't even think about the role of midos. Really important to be able to connect it to Rashi. I'll just quote one other Rashi. I still feel we have a minute or two. If we do, we have a minute, how long? Okay, very, very quick Rashi. It's because it has to be two Rashis. When everyone gathers for the induction of the Beis HaMikdash, Hakel El Pesach Lamar, we know that word Vayakel, Az Yakel, Shomo, they gather. Rashi says, Ze'echa Bid HaMakomos, Shehichzich Muad, Ez HaMeruba. This is one of the places in which it was a miracle that the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash, so the Mishkan in this case, was able to hold 3 million people. Could you imagine gathering 3 million people in the courtyard? So obviously it was supernatural, right? But in addition, the fact that there was unity of purpose made their space more economical. Namely, when you are unified, there's a dynamic and a synergy to people being on the same wavelength that you're less selfish When you're less selfish, you can share resources more fluidly and seamlessly because you're working in concert, right? We talk about business. So in the business world, when people work in sync and in concert with one another, there's more productivity. It's more economical. You waste less time because you understand each other more. There's more communication. There's more common language. So in this case, the resource that's limited is space because they don't have enough space. So when you, again, on a practical level, if we feel more close to one another, I don't mind standing next to you. I don't mind, you know, being on top of you. Let's say you're on a crowded train with strangers. You feel a little bit creeped out, you know, to stand next to people who you don't really know and really care so much about. But if, let's say, we all were forced to stand in Josh's corner very, very tightly for a couple of minutes, it wouldn't bother us as much because we know each other, we feel connected to one another, we're united with one another, so it won't bother us. So that's more in a technical sense. But if you take the concept of space beyond the technical issue in life and resources, when you have unity of purpose and unity of function, it's more economical. You waste less resources, in this case space. You need less resources because people work more in concert. I'm being very brief because we're at the end of the shiur, but just think about this Rashi, not just as a miracle that Hashem abracadabra did, and all of a sudden 3 million people could fit into the courtyard, but there's a message about life. When people are unified, as they finally were in the Mishkan, then they need less space. In this case, space is the resource, but in general, resources are more economized when people are more in sync with one another. Have a great day, everyone. Tomorrow we'll get back to the Agadah.